The Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board, the RAT Board, awarded Smartronics a $9.5 million contract today to redesign recovery.gov. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller was first with the news this morning on the Federal Drive. And now he brings us more details. He's been working on it all day. I've heard the phones just on overdrive. So you've been really looking into this all day. Let's start with giving people background. Give us some of the details on this contract. What are they trying to do? What's fill us in.
Well, Smartronics beat out two other bidders, SRA and Accenture. And in fact, I've learned that SRA's bid may not have been reviewed because it may have been disqualified on a technicality. Just off the bat, because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Now, I'm trying to figure that, find more details out about that. But my understanding is that that may be the case. Now, the Smartronics bid $9.5 million over this initial six-month base period. There's 4 one-year options after that. So the total contract could equal about $17.4 million. So basically what's going on here is what the recovery board is doing is they went through the GSA Alliant GWAC contract to award this contract, and they really want Smartronics to redesign the website, give us version 2.0.
Why? They just launched the first website.
And in fact, it was very interesting. If you look at what happened, the first website was actually launched by GSA under the auspices of OMB. And when the recovery board kind of came into being, they said, no, we want our own site because this one's a political site. We want an apolitical site.
Sure.
We want something that's just the facts, ma'am. You know, so they were just – and I think that's part of it. And they want more they want better user usability. They want more data. They want more ways to analyze the data. So I think that's the point, is to give better information, more transparency, more, you know, just there's better technology out there that can be done now.
And
they've had some time.
They've even been pushing to pull any President Obama you don't generally see on that site anymore because they want it to be non-political.
Yeah, as apolitical as possible.
Exactly.
But only two other bidders?
That was a little surprising. When I wrote a story, I guess, last week that said only two bidders, and then I got a call from Smartronics that said, hey, we bid two. And they said, well, we've heard about eight others. So I made some calls around, and I talked to all the big ones, and no one else bid on this. And I think that there's a couple reasons why. And in fact, the recovery board confirmed today that there was only three bidders total. So obviously Accenture, SRA, and Smartronics. Now, the people I've talked to, there's a couple of reasons why only two bidders. The first, it was a firm fixed price contract. Most of it was. And that scared a lot of people away because what did the recovery board want? Innovation, flexibility. Oh, but we want you to tell us how much that's going to cost.
Oh, dear.
Those two things
that's
don't
really
match
hard to
up
do.
Very well, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much
we want innovation. We want flexibility. We don't want to have to put it all in a box, but here's the box we're putting you in
exactly.
to bid on it.
A lot of risk on the contractor's part.
A lot of risk. And and this is a high-profile program. $17 million over four and a half years. Not a lot. Not big money by any means. But if you don't think every person and their brother is going to be looking at this, you know, contract and looking at this site, and a lot of pressure, get it done now. So I think that was one of the reasons. The other piece of it is that they did have some what they call it's called a fixed price level of effort, which really means you're limited to the amount of money that you can spend, but it's based on time and materials. So to try to break this down a little easier, because that gets into the weeds of contracting, basically you're capped at a certain amount, but there's no minimum you can earn. When you do fixed price, you say it's going to cost me a dollar to do this. That's how much I'm getting paid. With a fixed price level of effort means you're capped at a top level, but so you can charge up until you get to that top level.
Uh-huh.
Is that not clear?
I'm following that, but that is it seems hair splitty.
Yeah, it does. But in fact, it's again more risk on the contractor.
Yeah.
Now, I've also been told bidders feel like this is one of those things that people didn't bid on this because it's set up for failure. The recovery board also wanted a quick turnaround. In 3 weeks, they released the RFQ through Alliant. They made a decision. They made an award. I mean, this was not something that they wanted to wait on.
That would also be a challenge for other bidders, wouldn't it? That it's moving so fast.
It is. And that's one of the reasons they went through the Alliant contract, which raised some hackles as well. I mean, I know you guys have had Clay Johnson from the Sunlight Foundation on who was looking to bid, and they couldn't bid because they weren't on Alliant. So I think that was part of the reason why we only saw two people who said, three total bidders who said, we could do this.
And any chances of a protest here?
Well, the vendor sources I've talked to say any protest would almost be foolish, given the importance of the site to the administration. And if you're seen as slowing down the administration, slowing down transparency, the reverberations throughout the government could be pretty tough, especially when you talk about political appointees.
Right.
Now, no one's going to actually say, if you protest, we're going to get you in the other way. But I think that's the feeling among contractors. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there won't be a protest, but I just think that the chances are fairly slim.
And is Smartronics now having to drink from its own fire hose? I mean, there's not a whole lot of time here.
Well, I tried to catch up with Smartronics today. I was back and forth with emails and phone calls, and basically that's what they said. They said, hey, we're just trying to figure out where we're going with this, and we just can't talk today. We're hopeful to have them on your show for tomorrow. That's the hope. We'll see if they still have some time. But yeah, they have 7 weeks to launch the site. August 27th is when, under the RFQ, it says you must be able to launch. Now, what's most interesting is that also that Smartronics has to give the government exact digital copies of all artifacts, configurations, and custom code. I find that very fascinating for a number of reasons. The first one is, does this mean that the government owns the code? They own the technology behind it? And that's one of the questions I would want to ask Smartronics.
But we can't ask
yet. Not yet. Or does it mean the government's just going to have full, if you will, transparency in terms of how the site works? Because in previous sites similar to this, not we're talking about recovery, but other sites that have done that basically aggregate data, the government has made mistakes where they haven't owned the code or haven't had full access into code and got really painted into to a technology corner. So I think that's going to be interesting to see how that comes out. Over the next 3 weeks, so the next 21 days, Smartronics will have to develop the site's conceptual design, including the architecture, the site map, user experience design, and how they're going to approach that, and really to analyze what tasks have to be done. So they're on a short time frame, without a doubt.
And one of the things we were talking about just among ourselves and out in the newsroom, too, is $9.5 million sounds like a ton of money. Do we know how much the other bids were for or no?
I was only able to find out that SRA bid roughly under $2
million. $2 million versus $9.5 million.
For just that first 6 months.
Okay.
Now, Accenture, I tried to find out what their bid was, and no one was talking over there. So I was kind of out of luck on that one.
But that does sound like a lot of money.
Well, it's hard to say. They're not just putting up a website. I mean, this is not just, you know, this has a lot more functionality, a lot more what analysis tools that you can do with the data. And you know, they're moving it into more of an open standard platform, which doesn't mean it costs more money, but it just means there's changes that are happening.
So, but if it doesn't mean it costs more money, then why $9.5 million? I know you can't answer that,
right?
But these are questions for Smartronics.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of times when you hear that such a big discrepancy in bids,
uh-huh,
under $2 million to $9.5 million, somebody may be trying to game the system. I'm not accusing anyone of
sure.
that, but those are the thoughts that go through your mind. Either someone overbid and the government got taken, or someone underbid so much that the government laughed and said, there's no way you're doing it for $2 million,
mm-hmm,
and we're going to get caught on the back end doing change orders and having to spend more money. I'm not saying either of these things happen, but I'm saying these are reasons why the discrepancy happens, and these are questions that you have to figure out.
We've all seen contracts where they went with the low bidder and ended up getting in trouble because it wasn't realistic.
Correct.
Frankly, my sense is given everything they want to try and accomplish, I don't have a clue as to how much it would cost. And I'm not sure my point continuously with recovery.gov, the government's never done this before, so it's hard to price out. And that's one of the reasons why I think they're so all over the place, is because we don't know.
Which is why we need to get Smartronics on.
There you go.
And talk to them and get them to answer that question.
Hopefully tomorrow.
And you have this on the website.
It's on the website. A little more information there. And we'll continue to follow the story.